Today's learning should be on the Nitzvah's time. Literature from Sarah, Moshe ben Daniel, Rivka bas Moshe Israel. He's supposed to be Shalem Achai Moshe Mamelki, Baruch Masar Melka, Matkitzin Efe Gadina. It's supposed for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Mem Beis, in the middle of Sif Aleph. We just finished the first part. We're on the, for those looking inside, on page 4, on the second page. Says the Mechaber, Mitakonis Ezra. It's Takanas Ezra sheyu mechapsim begadim mechamishi b'Shabbos mipnei kavod Shabbos. You should wash your clothes on Thursday because of kavod Shabbos. So let's see what does that mean before we go to the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah mipnei heinu kedei sheyu levanim l'Shabbos. They used to wear white clothes for Shabbos then, but even if not, your clothes should be clean. Avaloi be'erev Shabbos, you shouldn't wash it on Erev Shabbos. So the Takanas Ezra was specifically that you should wash two parts. Number one, you should have clean clothes for Shabbos. As we explained, that's part of covered Shabbos, right? And number two, it should be that you are writing, you should do it on Thursday and not on Friday. Why? Why on Thursday? Kedei sheyu pinuyim l'sasek b'tzarech Shabbos. You should be have time to take care of all the other things that you need to arrange for Shabbos. Lefizeh, tzarech lizari shalei leilech b'chalach echad kamet Shabbosas. Don't wear the same shirt a number of weeks in a row because you're being oivan, this Takanas Ezra. Again, there's two parts to it. One is that you should have clean clothes on Shabbos, and the other one is you should do it on Thursday. Okay, so, and therefore, you should not wear the same clothes. They should lay lava, Takanas Ezra. You shouldn't be oivan, Takanas Ezra. Now, there's a couple of points over here to discuss just very, very briefly. Number one, the takana is that you should have clean clothes, as both undergarments that are on your body and on the outer clothes that people see. That's number one. Number two, the achrayim do right in today's day. You don't have to clean your suit every week. Okay, the point is your suit has to be clean. Obviously, if your suit doesn't. They didn't have as much clothes as we have. We have a separate clothes for Shabbos. They would oftentimes only have one or two. You know, sometimes if a person was well off, he had two outfits, right? Two separate pairs of clothing. So you wore it all week, it would be getting dirty. But you do need to make sure that your suit is clean for Shabbos. If it doesn't require cleaning, it's not that you have to clean it for Shabbos. Now, do we have to clean our clothes on Thursday? Or can we do laundry on Friday? And this is a big discussion amongst the modern day Achrayim. Some say that no, the loy plug, the takanas ezra was, you should wash your clothes on Thursday. And it doesn't mean if you could make a difference if you have a cleaning lady. Doesn't make a difference if you have a washing machine. It doesn't make a difference if you have a dryer. You should do it on Thursday. You should not be cleaning your clothes on Friday. Others write that bizman hazeh, it's a lot easier for us to clean our clothes. We can pick up our clothes from the cleaners. You have a 1 hour cleaners. You can drop it off Friday morning. It doesn't take any time. You have to do laundry. You can put it into the washing machine. You walk away from the washing machine. You're not sitting there beating the clothes and cleaning it by the river. And the others say that no, it won't stare the your being able to make your arrangements for Shabbos. It doesn't have to be on Friday. But there are those who do say that you should, if you have an option, it's preferable to wash your clothes on Thursday rather than wash on Friday. There's some even say it shouldn't be Thursday night. It's dafka on Thursday. Some say that, you know, depends. During the summer, where Friday is longer, then Thursday night is okay because Friday has plenty of time. But on during the winter, where Friday is much shorter and therefore many people will start some of their preparations on Erev Shabbos on Thursday night, you shouldn't be involved in washing your clothes. You should leave that all but taking care of the other needs for Shabbos. But again, you know, today it might be a little bit different, being that the amount of time and effort that it takes to wash your clothes are less so. Right. Says the, now let's go back to Ramah. Nehagin lolish kadeshir chala, bebayas lasis men lachamim l'tzoya aleim b'Shabbos v'yantav. There is a minik too that you should make chala every Erev Shabbos. And it should, the woman, when she's making the chala, should be enough that should be able to take challah. V'hu mikvay Shabbos v'yantav, this part of the cover of the Shabbos. V'ein l'shanis, you should not change from this. Yeshikasu. So one second, let's pause over here before we go to the yeshikasu. K'dei shir challah, let's see, m'shavur ha'enu. Milvad shal avit shavafiyei miklal kavay Shabbos v'yantav. Besides the fact that this is covered Shabbos v'yantav, k'moy shemesayim l'besayif, as we would say later on, oiv yesh b'zem tam, there's another reason, k'dei l'kayim mitzvah challah. You should be able to do the mitzvah challah. Why? Why particularly on Friday do we want to do the mitzvah challah? Lefisha ibda es adam rishon shay chalasay shalaylam was the growth, the start of the world, right? From the challah grows out other things. Shenivra be'erev Shabbos, and that's when he sinned. And therefore, in order to be misaken the sin of adam rishon, you should do the mitzvah challah on erev Shabbos. I am achrayim. We're going to get back to this making challah on Erev Shabbos in a moment. Those have a minik to eat paspalter. On Shabbos and Yontiv, you should try to only eat pas Yisrael, certainly for the sutas. The only thing you have is Pas Palter, Kamosha Matzil and Sechayim al Ivrim, the soldiers, Yachal Kaddish, if you could make the Kiddush on it. Now, do we have to make the challah every Erev Shabbos, or can we buy challah from the bakery? So he brings down over here, it's if you look in the Bir Halacha, he says, Ubavinisenu Rabim, Hayoi Meschil Ezi Nashim Lahashpis Maminik, to ruin this Minik. The loikchem a knife and they buy from the baker. So some say, according to the Bi Halacha, we shouldn't be going to the bakery to buy challahs. L'maisa, Rabbi Yashiv and others write that really a couple of things. Number one, bezman hazeh, we are buying, a lot of times we're buying challah from the baker because we really like the challah's baker, challah, even more so sometimes than the home baked challah. So therefore, it's not as chasar, and since I'm doing that l'kavod Shabbos, I'm going to enjoy that challah that I'm buying in the bakery. They make nice challahs and they tasty challahs, and of course you can get your sourdoughs from the Hirsch family. It's not a chasar in kavod Shabbos. And a chanam, we have this reason that there's an Indian to take challah on Erev Shabbos, but we're buying the challah in order to elevate our kavod Shabbos, our oinik Shabbos, and therefore it is okay to buy challahs from the bakery. Lamaisa, with this idea of baking challah on Erev Shabbos, of course, sometimes it's hard. There's a lot of things to do. So even women who bake challah on Erev Shabbos sometimes will bake it early in the week. If they could have the time to do it on Friday, there is such an Indian. There is this Indian, obviously, it's brought down by the Chavetz Chaim, to specifically be able to take the challah on Erev Shabbos. However, that being said, if you're going to be in the position that if you bake challahs every week, you're going to end up with a paltashkes because you're going to have too much challahs. Remember, you want a dafka make enough dough, which is probably at least 5 pounds of flour. It's a good 5-6 challahs. If you don't have what to do with them and you're going to end up having to throw challahs out, the paltashkes is a much bigger avera than being missing out on this Indian of taking challah on Erev Shabbos. If that's the case, especially we have freezers, they say, let her bake challahs when you need and freeze the other ones. Now, if you are going to freeze the challahs, just a separate note, benegeya to the hilchos of challahs, that the women shouldn't make a mistake. Don't make the dough and then freeze the dough separately and then take challah. It's problematic. The Rav gave a shir on this. You have to really be baking the whole thing at one time. If you're going to freeze the dough, how you should take, when you could take challah and you're not going to take challah, either listen to that shir or make sure to ask a shayla. Okay, let's finish up the Rimah here. Yes, shekasu shebemiksas mekayim es nahagi lechel muliyisa shekarim pashtida b'leil Shabbos. That those have a minik to eat the muliyisa, which is called pashtida on Erev Shabbos. What is this pashtida? Zeichel aman shehoyim mechus l'mayil lamata. Now, what pashtida was basically a nice meat bereka. It had dough on the bottom, dough on the top, with meat in the middle. Okay. Now, the inyan is because the man had the tal on the bottom, then it had the man. And then it had the tal on the top. So this is had something on the bottom, something on top, with the food in the center. And that was the inyan to eat this pashtida zecha to the man. Okay? Let's see the mishaburj. I'm mechusa l'mayla l'mata, on top and the bottom. The tal. V'avzeh mechusa habasar bein dafei isa. This looks the same way. Now, there are many who say that the kugel is our replacement of the pashtida, because the kugel is crusty on the bottom and it's crusty on the top, and you have the soft part in the center. It's the same idea as the pashtida. We have other foods that are like this as well, but that's the idea, that you have the covering on the bottom and the top. The Rama says the Lairi Silakash that from the Maril that they didn't have it. However, Umukasani, I'm meaning Lachel, so the Chavos Chaim read in his cities they did have the minik to eat this on Shabbos as the Zeichel Aman. Now we touched upon this, but let's see the Bir Alach over here. What's the inyan in making the Zeichel Aman on Erev Shabbos? So I'm going to read the Bir Alach on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. Lachayr minik zeh tamu el rabim. This is a very tamu. It's very wondrous. What's pshat? The Ma Roy lasts for Shabbos. The Karin Laman Shaloyari by Klal. We spoke about this in the Akdama. What's the inyan to make a zecha to the man when there was no man on Shabbos? But Taisus by Rupsachim Kasud Mishum Shaloyari the man Yeshlash a zecha. So Taisus says since there wasn't man on Shabbos, we're making a remembrance to the man during the week. I don't have to make a remembrance to the man because that's Lamaisa when I got it. But over here, there wasn't months I'm making a zeicha. V'udachik, says the Bir Halacha. That's a shverex. It's a little bit like fetched explanation. Gam l'fizeh ha'yulam lasis pashtida gam b'yantav. According to this, why was the minik to only eat pashtida on Shabbos? It should be an Indian to eat it on yantav too, right? Because yantav, there was also no month. So according to Taisus, that we're making the zeicha that there was no month, then certainly we should make that zeicha on yantav too. And this inyan, although we eat kugel on yontav too very often, but this inyan of the pashtida is only brought down for Shabbos. V'arema le'inyan l'chamim, kamim b'Shabbos v'yontav, le'inyan zeh kamim rak b'leil Shabbos, mashkwa dafka kamim, that it's only on Shabbos. U'ma nimritzu imra yoysha shal teres chayim shekosef tam hagen l'zeh. Says it, how beautiful is the imra yoysha, writes a very beautiful reason. V'hu l'fi the Shabbos bereishas, he dugma Shabbos l'asad lovay. The Shabbos of the first week of the year is similar to the Shabbos of Lasid Lava. Shu Yom Shekulei Shabbos, which means we're going to have 7 days a week of Shabbos. We do many things on the Shabbos. Zecha to the Shabbos Bereishis, and to show this is what the Shabbos Lasid Lava is going to look like. We eat meat and fish. Zeicha to what we're going to have lasad lavay. We're going to eat the shahar bar and we're going to eat the levyasin. Umekachin al yayin. We make kiddush on wine. Neged al yayin. I'm a shumer by novel. Let's tzadikin lasad lavay. This very special wine that's being put away for the tzadikin lasad lavay. Ukva omri chazal. The Hashem zeh nikru shchakim. There are these clouds that are called shchakim. Sheboy shoychekim man let tzadikin lasad lavay. It's going to squeeze out or grind out month for the tzaddik and lasad lavay. So lasad lavay, we're going to have yom shekulei Shabbos. We're going to have the meat. We're going to have the fish, and we're going to have man for the tzaddikim. Well, the kach shapa yesh lasad Shabbos zeichel amanhu. So this is a very interesting thing. We're going to eat the lechem mishnah, which is also zeichel to the man from Friday, and we're going to eat the kugel, which is zeichel to the man the way it fell. It's not yes, according to Taisus, it's zeichel to the man of the midbar, but according to this Imre Yosha, it's a zecher to the man of that we're going to have for the tzaddikim la'asid lavay. Okay, we have another couple of minutes. Let's get started with Simon Reishman Gimel, and we'll go. Actually, we won't start the Simon, but we'll just start with a little bit of an introduction. Just a heads up, this Reishman Beis was the easy start for Hilchos Shabbos. Now we're going to get into Amir Lakim. I'm going to get into a very complicated sugya. We'll do our best to try to at least get a basic understanding. Okay, so Amir Lakim we know is Usser. You can't tell your guy to do something for you that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to tell him before Shabbos to do something for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell him on Shabbos to do something for you after Shabbos. All these things essentially are Usser to do. However, there is a lot of nuances to halacha, what you could do, what you can't do. What's the reason that you can't tell a guy to do something? The basic reason is that the Chacham said that since we know that there's a concept of shlicha shel adam kamaisai, that when you send a shliach to do something, it's as if you're doing it yourself. Therefore, when you send the guy to do something, it's as is you're doing it yourself. That is reason number one. Reason number two, that you have that a lot of times Amir al-Akim is Asr, is when it comes to where it's a shayla of Marisayin. So there could be situations that be'etzem it's mutter, meaning we'll see certain cases that really he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself, happens to be you're also benefiting from it. So be'etzem in those cases, he's not be'etzem your shliach. Okay, let me just for the conversation, let me give a simple example. You go ahead and you tell a guy to tailor your suit, right? The guy, and you give it to him on Tuesday, and you're picking it up next week Tuesday. The guy has the option to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday next week. He chooses to do it on Shabbos. That's him. He's not Yishliach. He decided to do it on Shabbos. Okay? So there he's not doing it. Is that us or not? So that will depend. If there's no Maris Ayin, then nobody thinks he's doing it for you, and then we'll break down some of the cases, then it would be Mutter. But if there's a Maris Ayin that people think you told them to do it on Shabbos, that's not, in this case, that wouldn't be a problem, but I'm just giving it to, as an example so we can understand it. There'll be Maris Ayin. So when there's a Maris Ayin that it appears that it that the guy is doing your Shlichas, Chachamim said it is Aser. Okay? Now, you have to realize that when it comes to a Shvus, even something that's only Aser Darabanan on Shabbos, Chachamim treated it the same way we treated a Daraisa. Normally, a Maris Ayin of Darabanan may not be Aser. But when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, the Chachamim were put their takanis on the same level as a Daraisa, and even if it's Maris Ayin, it's Asa. So again, there's Asa sometimes, Stam, because it's your Shlichas, he's doing something for you. There's Asa sometimes, that really Be'etzem, it's Mutter, but it's Asa because of Maris Ayin. So how does this this work out? So there is, what we're going to discuss in this Siman is four basic scenarios, okay? One is kablanis, okay? So kablanis is means you paid him for the job, okay? You didn't tell him when to do it. You didn't tell him how to do it. You paid him the job. You tell the guy, build you a table, fix your car, put in a new engine in my car, whatever it is, you paid to put in a new porch on my house. I'm paying you $10,000 to put in a new porch in my house. So midin shlichus, midin amir al-akim, b'etzem it's mutter. So in that case, it would really be mutter, unless in a case, and we'll see some of these cases, where there's a Maris Ayin that people won't know that that was the deal and therefore will become usas. The second case is arisus. Arisus means that there's a profit share. You run the business, you pick the wheat, you cut down the wheat, and we split the profit, okay? Why is the guy working on Shabbos? The guy's working because he makes money on it. That's why he's working on Shabbos, okay? You're not telling him to work on Shabbos, although you're making money on it, but why is the guy doing it? Not also your shlichus. So then, once again, it's going to depend. If it's a case that people know it's arisus, it's going to be mutter. If it's a case that it's going to be Maris Ayin, it's going to be usus. So first one is kablanis, you pay him for the job. The second is arisus, where you have a profit share. The third situation, schiris, where the guy rents the business from you. You own a grocery store, and the guy rents it from you. He pays you $10,000 a month in rent, and he keeps any profits or any losses of the business. That is schiris. Once again, if there's no Maris Ayin involved, it's mutter, because the guy is not working for you. He's paying you a flat rate. Not that he's paying you just for the day. That could be schar Shabbos. So that would be the exception to the rule. But if he just rents it from you for the whole year, not by day, it's going to be fine. So that's the third case is schiris. And the fourth case is sacher. You hire the guy. I am paying the guy by the hour to work for me. That is generally going to be usser for you. So I hire the guy to stand in my store, right? So it's all my money. He's working for me. I'm making money on Shabbos. That would be usser. That's mamish. That's the classic case of the shlicha. So again, we have kablanis, which means you paid him for the job. Arisus, where there's a profit share. Schiris, he flat out rented from you. All three of those cases are be'etzem mutter, except when there's Maris Ayin. What we're going to have to study is when is the Maris Ayin in those cases? When isn't the Maris Ayin in those cases? And then you have a sacher where you hired him as a worker. That will generally be usser. That will be the real Amir al-Hakam. That will generally be usser regardless in any case. So that's a little bit of an introduction to what we're going to be talking about over here in this next Siman. And in Yetz Hashem, we will continue that tomorrow on Wednesday, I believe.